Welcome to the weekly Superannuation News Wrap with your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, Thursday, October 23, 2025, we have updates on key industry events shaping the world of superannuation in Australia. Let's dive in. Our first story involves Treasurer Jim Chalmers, who, in a significant shift, has revised Labor's superannuation tax changes originally set out in 2023. He has eased the burden on self-managed super funds by eliminating the contentious proposal to tax unrealized gains. Instead, effective from July 1, 2026, the new policy targets accounts over $3 million. By indexing thresholds for inflation and introducing an additional 15% tax on realized gains, the reform balances relief for younger Australians and average income earners with ongoing revenue. Chalmers, however, faces a steep political climb to secure Senate approval, a critical stepping stone in the government's wider tax reform agenda. While the average worker may be spared from higher taxes, economists and industry leaders cast a cautious eye towards the policy's implications on different consumer segments, with concerns about bracket creep still hanging in the air. On a similar note, these superannuation tax reforms are being touted as a means to foster fairness and sustainability within the superannuation system. Chalmers assures Australians that despite the coalition's criticism, the modifications, which focus on curbing concessions for wealthy super balances, will bolster retirement adequacy without any significant tax increase. He projects these changes will contribute over $2.5 billion annually by the fiscal years of 2028 and 2029. Transitioning to regulatory developments, the government, under the leadership of Financial Services Minister Daniel Molino, is tackling the aftermath of the $1.2 billion failure of Shield and First Guardian funds. This challenge brings with it a call for industry action to protect consumers from future mishaps. ASIC's recent suspension of fund flows serves as a stark reminder of the risks posed by mismanagement and aggressive marketing, a lesson we must all take to heart. Finally, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or the AFCA, is facing scrutiny from legal firm FD Legal. This comes after the State of the Compensation Scheme of Last Resort, or CSLR, which anxiously awaits a $67 million boost from the financial advisory sector as it grapples with the fallout from the Shield and First Guardian fund collapse. It's a tense waiting game to see how AFCA's rulings might impact future determinations. And there you have it, the significant events that unfolded this week, shaping Australia's superannuation landscape. For more information on our services, please visit our website at www.financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay in the know with us here on the weekly Superannuation News Wrap as we untangle the complex world of super together. Until next time, this is Paige Estratori signing off.